That's right, two podcasts in the same day. It's still November 13th, and I'm still Aaron Smith. Welcome to The Academic Aesthetic. Now, I know not everyone likes to listen to interviews like this. So, if you're the type of person that doesn't, then you can just delete this podcast, and I won't feel bad. You won't hurt my ego. But I did get a chance to interview a representative from Tech for Learning, which is a company that makes software that it is educational, but it's not the kind of educational that, okay, well, this is going to teach you how to read, or this is going to teach you how to do whatever. It's software that could technically compete with things like Dreamweaver or Photoshop. And, oh, by the way, we designed this so that kids could use it, so that kids could understand it, so that it will fit in with these lesson plans. And I think that's kind of neat, how they have all this stuff and it all ties together. So without further ado, I'm going to turn this mic off and move on to what Tom Kelly, the Tech for Learning representative, had to say.
Well, what is this? We developed tools applications for K-12 market. Mm-hmm. We just released four new applications. TWIFT, which is a vector graphics tool. Vector illustration, vector mm-hmm. drawing tool. WebLender, which is our web authoring tool, allows students and teachers to start creating their own websites. However, we take a little different approach to web design than what you would find in something like FrontPage or Dreamweaver, where they take more of a word processing approach to web design, where you're creating tables and adding information within those tables, where we take more of a multimedia approach to web design, where it's a lot of drag and drop. No tables, place your pictures pretty much anywhere you want on your screen, your text anywhere you want.
So it's a lot more WYSIWYG than a traditional editor.
More WYSIWYG, exactly.
Just be stepping in again. For those of you who don't know, WYSIWYG stands for what you see is what you get. Basically, you don't have to know code. If you put it somewhere on your editor page, that's how it's going to be in your final product.
Yeah, exactly, the traditional editor. Image Blender 3 is a image editing tool that we just released. We've had Image Blender, and Image Blender's been out for several years. Version 2.5 was the latest version. What was going on is we were getting a lot of requests from school districts around the country to add features to Image Blender.
Okay.
A lot of them were primary grade requests, 3D paintbrushes, a lot of paint features, add more stickers or stamps and things along those lines. But then we were also getting a lot of requests from upper elementary, middle school, even into high school, with being able to open up multiple images at the same time, working with layers, floating text boxes, more high-end features. So what happened was, and then also, as part of Image Blender, we had a web component where students would be able to take a folder full of images that they've either edited in Image Blender and very simply just grab that folder, bring them into the Storybook Maker,
okay,
which is basically a storyboard, and type some information about those images and just hit create, and it would create an HTML slideshow for them.
Okay. Are these like cross-compatible, so I can make something with Image Blender and then throw it into Web Blender?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. All of the file formats are transferable, so if you do a save a Pixie file and you want to open up that Pixie file in Web Blender, you can do that. If you save an Image Blender file and you want to open it up in Pixie, you can do that. So yes, they are cross-compatible that way.
Very nice.
And then Pixie's our primary grade creativity tool. That was where those early grade users of Image Blender were asking for more of a kid-friendly creativity tool. A lot of districts were asking us for a replacement to KidPix because of they were feeling that KidPix was kind of just getting a little bit more edutainment than it was an educational tool to be used in the classroom. However, KidPix is a phenomenal tool. I mean, it's been around for 20-plus years. It's a great tool, not knocking that at all. We were just taking their requests from these districts around the country. And actually, Prince George's County is one of those districts that helped us in the development of Pixie and these tools that we're seeing here. We and Fairfax County Public Schools was a big help. Montgomery County Public Schools. Montgomery County's already using the Imagination Suite in their elementaries. But Pixie, like I was saying, is more of a replacement or an alternative to a Kitsit. So,
okay.
The response that we've been getting back has been incredible. So we're looking forward to these. We just released Image Blender 3, which was the last out of these tools. That just got released early September. So it's, just out. The Imagination Suite is the suite of Pixie, Image Blender 3, and Web Blender. And we did that because about previous Image Blender 2.5 users, we couldn't just say, all right, you're going to get Image Blender 3 and not have a web component and not have the functionality.
So it's split apart and you still want them to have the option of having everything.
Exactly.
Just me jumping in again. Now, despite the fact that this is all stuff having to do with web design and graphics, which is a big interest for me, this next part, I think, was one of the coolest parts of the whole interview. So, just listen.
Okay, and I see this is for Windows and Mac.
Cross-platform, it's Java-based, so it's written in Java, so it's virtually platform independent.
So it could conceivably even work on Linux.
On Linux or a web server, however, it does require QuickTime. And on Linux, I think they're still ironing out some stuff with QuickTime on Linux. However, theoretically, yes, you would be able to run this on Linux OS. So.
Very cool.
Eventually it's going to be, like right now we have Media Blender, which is also an ASP. You can actually access Media Blender right from the web. Username and password, log in, the app just launches right within your browser. And eventually all of these will be accessible via the web. So you'll be able to just walk up to any computer, type in your username and password, open up Pixie, work on a project, save it either to a FOB, burn it to a CD, or there's going to be built-in FTP, so you'll be able to FTP it right up to the web. And actually in WebBlender, when you author in WebBlender, and if you have an FTP site, you can publish right directly within WebBlender to your FTP site.
Now tell me that isn't cool. Here's a company that isn't just creating cross-platform software using Java, but they're even working on making it totally independent of the computer entirely, where you can log in from any computer that's capable of getting online and working with it.
Very nice. Okay, well, thank you for talking to me.
My pleasure.
And the company is?
Tech for Learning.
And your name is?
Tom Kelly.
Okay.
All right.
Nice talking to you.
All right. Shoot me an email.
So there you have it, the first interview for Academic Aesthetic. I hope you liked it as much as I did. And if you did or if you didn't, either way, shoot me an email at theartguy@gmail.com and let me know what you thought. You could also log on to academicaesthetic.com and give me your opinion in the show notes. So, until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well.